Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad you can be with us today, as today's conversation is one that asks us to slow down and listen with our hearts. Many of you already know 9-year-old Ruger Ennis and his mom, Haley Scrimpture, who have previously joined us to share Ruger's journey with kidney failure and the search for a donor. Today, Haley's back with an important update that Ruger is now facing new challenges medically, emotionally, and academically, and Haley wants to talk about the importance of organ donation and why this conversation matters now more than ever. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Haley Scrimpture.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Always, always glad to have you. And of course, we're in Ruger's corner supporting him all the way and hope the best for him. A lot of people have been praying for him, and I know this is not an easy season for your family. Let's start where Ruger is now and what has changed medically since we last talked.
Where he's at now is basically we had him on the living donor list, and we're grateful for over the 200 people that have signed up, and we may eventually have to go back to that. But as of now, Ruger's health has declined to the point that they have put him on the deceased donor list. We started off, I guess it was around August, we started seeing his blood pressure spike up a little bit. And it was alarming, but nothing to the point that happened after that. His blood pressure was staying in the 150s over 110s. And then we learned that his heart rate was staying in the 130s. So that led the doctors to believe that dialysis had started affecting his heart. He was just walking around constantly with fluid overload. You could tell by looking at him, he was swollen. And we started battling issues with school. He would get up off the machine, do good, feel good. And by lunch, the nurse was calling me, hey, his blood pressure's in the 150s. And so that led to us bringing him home, doing emergency dialysis at home with a higher level of fluid concentration. And it's just been a balance of trying to keep him where he feels good, but at the same time, at a healthy weight and healthy blood pressure.
And Haley, you shared that Ruger is now on 3 blood pressure medications and that dialysis is beginning to affect his heart. What's it like hearing that from his doctors after all that you've gone through together?
It's scary, to be honest, but we've just kind of had to push through it. There's days that he feels good, but those are fewer now than the days he feels bad.
When doctors talk about progression and complications, how do you personally process those conversations while still staying strong for Ruger? Because I know it's a challenge on you physically, emotionally, and all those different things that affect you as well.
It is, and I have a good support system. My mom has been there through this all too, going through this journey. She does as much with dialysis as I do, and it helps that Ruger's got really good nephrologists. Dr. Fagg sat down and talked to me. That goes a couple of weeks ago at his clinic visit, and he said, you know, I think it's time that we put him on the UNOS list. He said, I know that that scares you because you really wanted a living donor, but we tested 6 living donors, Mark, and transplant was looking like it wasn't going to happen until July. Some of them had health issues they didn't realize that they had to get under control. Some were BMI issues. Some were just not anatomy matches. So we sat down and we talked about the UNOS list with Dr. Fagg, and he said, I'm not as concerned with Ruger going on the UNOS list as I am some kids, because there's 3 risk factors that usually cause rejection, and those are small babies, small blood vessels, and kids that have autoimmune diseases. He said, Ruger doesn't have any of those. He said, I know you're scared to put him on the deceased list, but I think it's time. And he said, you know, I just feel like that he's going to get a transplant quicker this way. And he said, I know in dialysis, you see the worst kids that reject the kidneys and go on echo machines. He said, but you don't see the 400 success cases that we have a year. And that put things into perspective for me a little bit.
Let's talk about day-to-day life for Ruger. What does a typical day look like now for Ruger from morning to bedtime?
When he wakes up in the morning, usually he comes off of the machine pretty good blood pressure, but by lunch, we're facing 130s, 140s, 150s, even on blood pressure medicine. He stays tired. And of course, Dr. Fogg doesn't want to let him take too long a naps because he's afraid that it'll affect his quality of sleep during that actual night. But he's got to the point where he has to have at least a 2-hour nap every day. School has been a big struggle for him. You know, he used to make it through school days when we started back. And recently we get a call at lunch, hey, his blood pressure is like 150 over 110, his heart rate's in the 130s. And then we have to go home and immediately start dialysis to try to get the fluid off of him. He's retaining about 85% waste at all times of the day.
Haley, how is Ruger handling all this emotionally as a 9-year-old who just wants to be a kid?
He's tough. He's pretty resilient about it. One day he was in class and his teacher shared a story with me that dad got a call from the office. And when she hung up, Ruger was asking if it was his new kidney. So he's ready to go, but he's nervous about it at the same time.
How do you help Ruger cope when his body and his energy just can't keep up with his heart and desire to be normal?
You know, it's tough. We pray a lot about it, and we just try to get him through it. He's got a good support system at school that Johnson's been wonderful to him. And he's also, we've had to stay at the Ronald McDonald House several times in the last couple months. And he's made friends that are having all kind of, you know, life challenges, whether it's their heart, you know, whether it's cancer. And I've seen them bond with some of these kids just over being sick, and it's amazing.
For listeners who may not fully understand dialysis, can you explain what it does for Ruger and why it's now beginning to affect his heart?
I can. So basically what dialysis does is it pulls off the excess fluid on Ruger's body based on his dry weight. And his dry weight's what they consider him when he has no fluid on him. So it pulls all of that off. And then it also can affect his heart because the dialysis is just pulling so much off his kidneys. His kidneys are working about 5% now. So when it pulls off all that fluid, the heart has to try to take over, and it's causing his heart rate to spike. But once you pull the fluid off of him, he usually feels pretty good if it pulls off a lot. But there are some days it just doesn't pull off a lot. And that varies day to day based on, you know, how swollen Ruger is. Is he eating the right things he needs to eat? Is his medicines working? Those kind of things.
Haley, when it comes to dialysis, at what point did doctors begin to say that this could no longer be a long-term solution without a transplant for Ruger?
From the beginning, really, when we found out that he was in stage five, he was in stage three in March, and from stage five, they basically told us, you've got to have dialysis or a transplant to survive. And I've said a lot of times, dialysis isn't living, it's surviving.
So how do you balance gratitude for dialysis? It's actually keeping him alive while also facing the reality that it can't be the final answer.
You know, I think we look at it as we're grateful it is keeping him alive. A lot of children don't have a backup plan. Like if you need a heart transplant, you have to have a heart. You don't have a backup. And with kidneys, you have dialysis as a backup. So we're grateful for Dr. Fogg, especially. He's been amazing in trying to handle Ruger's kidney care. I guess we're grateful the most that it's keeping him alive. But at the same time, we're ready to see transplant come through because it's hard watching him like that.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Haley Scrimpture. She's a mom to 9-year-old Ruger Ennis, and we're talking about his ongoing health challenges, the reality of dialysis, and the urgent need for organ donation through the United Network for Organ Sharing, that's also known as UNOS. When we come back, we're going to talk more about how this journey has shaped Haley as a mom, how the community can support Ruger right now, and why hope still matters even in the hardest moments. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. Right now, we are doing a follow-up interview with Haley Scrimpture as we talk about her son, Ruger Ennis. He has been on the show. She has been on the show. We've worked hard to try to find Ruger a donor. And at this point right now, there are some major challenges that Ruger's facing. I know that there have been a lot of prayers for this family. And Haley, wanted to give an update so that you would know where Ruger's at right now. Welcome back to the show, Haley Scripture.
Thank you, Mark.
As we talked about in the first segment, you've had an overwhelming response from people willing to be tested to be donors for Ruger. What has that meant to you emotionally, even when things haven't worked out medically?
I can't explain our gratitude for it. You know, we may eventually have to go back to that list, and they're holding those people like Birmingham just in case. But with his health declining, we've had to go the UNOS route, and our family just can't express enough gratitude for how many people signed up, even if they weren't eligible after they signed up. It's just amazing to see the outpouring that Ruger's had of people wanting to help him.
And I don't know if people realize the various challenges that someone can face when they may have the right heart to be a donor, but all of these different issues come up. They have health issue within their body that they don't know about, and it just marks them off the list, even though they may want to be that special donor for Ruger.
Right. And I don't, you know, when we ask people to, you know, consider donating, I don't think some of them realize that you get a lot more no's than you do yeses, especially in pediatrics, because they're so picky about what kidney they want to last the longest. And we were really hopeful that that would work out. But even now, Dr. Fox saying if we went living donation, we've tested six people, and he said any of those six, one might have worked, and it would be at least June because they had some health issues they had to overcome before that.
We talked about United Network for Organ Sharing, or UNOS transplant list. Recently, as you said, doctors recommended moving forward with the UNOS list. What did that conversation look like, and how serious was that moment for you, Haley, with your understanding of UNOS?
That conversation, me and my mom sat down with Dr. Fogg. We had an ER visit with Dr. DeVille, and that's when we found out that dialysis may be affecting the heart. He wasn't sure. But then Ruger had an ER visit. We thought he had a catheter infection because it looked real red around the catheter. And they went ahead and they started antibiotics for him. And come to find out, when the blood cultures came back, it wasn't an infection. But they went ahead and did the 2 weeks of antibiotics just to be safe. And I think it was a week after that, Dr. Fox sat down with us and he said, you know, I think it's time we make him active on UNOS. He said he doesn't have the risk factors that we look for in rejection, he said. And honestly, this is going to be the quickest way for him to get a transplant. I don't know if a lot of people know, but once you start dialysis, that's your first day on the UNOS list, whether you're active or inactive. So when you come up to your 9-month mark and you're made active, if you're not made active before that, you're at the top of the list. So you're looking at any time between right now and probably early February that Ruger will have a transplant on this list.
One of the things that you wanted to talk about, Haley, was about donate life and organ donation.
Yes.
Why is this conversation so important to you right now as you think about Ruger and all of those who need organ transplants?
You know, Mark, I don't think people really understand how important organ donation is until you're put in that situation. I urge everybody to go and learn a little bit more about organ donation because, you know, you never want something tragic or unfortunate to happen to anybody. But when it does, if you consider organ donation, one donor can save 4 to 5 lives. You're talking about kids that are looking at heart transplants, liver transplants, eye transplants, kidney transplants. It can save up to 5 kids just with one donor. And I feel like that's a topic not discussed enough. And a lot of people don't really put it into perspective, I guess, until you're stuck in that situation.
There are all types of reasons, I'm sure, that holds people back from registering as organ donors, maybe fear, misinformation, uncertainty. What do you think holds people back yourself, just from your perspective?
From my perspective, you know, I was an EMT before I went into law enforcement on that end. And from my perspective, I think people are afraid to be an organ donor because they feel like they don't try as hard to save them if they see that they're an organ donor. And that is completely false information. I would just urge everybody to go to either UNOS or Donate Life Alabama and just research about organ donation because I think it may change some people's opinions.
And how could one person saying yes truly change the trajectory of a child like Ruger, Haley?
I would have given him a second chance at life. You know, we could be looking at 20, 30 years before he would need a new kidney. And not just kids like Ruger, kids that have heart problems, it would save their life, because hearts are the first organ that they take out of a donor. Kidneys are the last. And there's such a time window frame there that you have to get to the hospital to have your organ, which I could see it changing many, many lives if people would, you know, research and get factual information and make an informed opinion on it.
And Haley, as we think about faith, fear, and hope, all the things that are tied into this journey with Ruger, where do you find strength on days when the weight of all of this feels overwhelming to you?
You know, I just have to pray about it. And we've made a lot of friends at the Ronald McDonald House. They've been so good to us. And I see their kids getting their transplants and, you know, they're doing great afterwards. And that's encouraging to me. Everybody in the community has been supportive. Johnson's been supportive. And, you know, I think Ruger's attitude and his resilience through this has just strengthened me as well. I didn't know a child could be so strong.
So how has it changed your faith or your perspective or the way that you view time and moments maybe that you didn't prior to Ruger's situation?
Definitely don't take anything for granted. It's definitely made me stronger as a mom. I've tried to stay strong for him, but, you know, we pray a lot. We pray every night. I think just that and everybody being so supportive and helpful has really got me through.
Right now, Haley, what does support look like for your family?
We've had a lot of people, you know, we've always been on the giving end of things, and Thanksgiving, we were humbled a little bit. A family wanted to do Thanksgiving for Ruger, and as much as I tried to, you know, politely say no, give it to somebody that needs it, they weren't taking no for an answer, and I've learned through that not to block blessings that come your way. But we've had just so much support at Johnson. All of our friends have, you know, reached out. Do you need anything? People have sent Ruger cards, and we welcome that if people do want to send Ruger cards. Just encouraging him when you see him, because I know some days it's got to be hard.
Would you like to put out that address again, Haley, for people to send
cards? Sure. They can send cards to Post Office Box 1265, Ardmore, Tennessee, 38449.
And if someone feels prompted to register or as an organ donor, where should they start?
I would start probably with Donate Alabama. You can get some information on Donate Alabama, and they have an option there that you can sign up to become a donor. And putting this out there, if anything, you know, were to happen to somebody tragic and unfortunate and, you know, just awful and they had to donate their organs, they can donate to a certain person if they say it, like, say somebody came, passed away, and they, you know, had a kidney, and they said, I want to donate to Ruger. You can tell the hospital that, and they will get that organ.
And I realize, Haley, that the community you're in right now with a child with major health issues is a community that parents don't want to be a part of, but they always say that they're thankful for the community that they become part of. And as you think about that, for parents listening who may be facing medical uncertainty with their own children, what would you want them to know?
I would want them to know that, you know, the community that you're in, you would be surprised at how many people give back and care about you. I moved away. I've grew up at Ardmore my whole life, and I moved away, and I came back probably October, and it's been a very humbling experience. I said I would never want to come back to Ardmore, but I'm grateful I did because of the community support.
And you shared your email address, and that's how people have contacted when they wanted to become a donor specifically for Ruger. Would you like to share your email address again for people to communicate with you?
Sure. It's lovelikeruger@yahoo.com.
Haley, I just want to thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show again today to give us an update on Ruger. And obviously, it's a reminder that behind every transplant story is a child, a family, and a fight that most of us never see. We don't see behind the curtain of what you're experiencing. So we want people to continue to keep Ruger and you in their prayers and take a moment to learn more about organ donation and the life-saving impact that that one decision can make through organ donation. Again, thank you, Haley, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you. And I would also like to tell people that if they have a child, like a medical child going through it, check into the Ronald McDonald House, because I know hotel costs and traveling costs back and forth can get expensive. And Ronald McDonald's been amazing to our family. Christmas, they even had Secret Service brings Santa Claus into the house. And the children got to pick a toy and meet the Secret Service. And they also had something called Ronald's Gift Shop. And you could go in there and pick out toys for your siblings, your parents, and wrap them. And it's just, it's an amazing, they do amazing things there.
Thank you again, Haley.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Dental people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.